From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Tuesday, April 18th. Thousands of Illinois drivers cited for using a cell phone behind the wheel could find themselves part of a class action lawsuit. Attorneys heading up the claim say proper protocol was not followed. They allege those tickets were illegally and intentionally processed through the wrong court system, allowing the city to keep the fines for itself, totaling some $20 million. It is tax day, a few days later than usual. You have until midnight to file your tax returns. If you're not prepared, you'll need to file an extension. You may not need to pay Uncle Sam, though. The IRS offers free help to people who earn a gross income of less than $73,000 a year. The former CEO of ComEd takes the stand in her own defense again, denying any shady dealings connected to former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. Ann Promajori is one of four people facing charges ranging from bribery to falsifying records. Prosecutors claim ComEd got bills passed by paying off Madigan associates. Promajori insists legislative strategies were part of her work at ComEd because of state regulations. The strike at Governor State University is over. Teachers and staff will return to the classroom today. The faculty's union announcing last night it reached a deal with the university, ending the week-long strike. The union says the new contract addresses workload concerns and provides better compensation. After a chilly start to the day, temps will warm back up to highs in the upper 50s. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.